KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building. And at 7:07, we have hazy sunshine and 68 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, the high around 92, winds southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Police in Council Bluffs say one of their officers was struck by a vehicle at around 1 a.m. Sunday, but he did not require emergency medical attention. KETV in Omaha reports the driver of the car apparently targeted the officer near Avenue G and North 16th Street. Authorities have not confirmed what the officer was doing before or when he was hit. The driver was arrested and booked on an open container charges. Additional details are currently not available. Three people were injured during a single vehicle accident that occurred around 4:42 a.m. Sunday here in Cass County. According to dispatch reports, the crash happened on Interstate 80 westbound near mile marker 62. Anita Rescue and Wyota Fire were initially paged to the scene. Reports indicated the vehicle was a Buick Park Avenue. The injured included a pregnant female, a male with a possible broken leg, and a third victim with injuries that were not described. Cass County Sheriff's deputy was the first on the scene. Additional details concerning that accident are currently not available. There are at least three other accidents in the area on Sunday. A man standing on the shoulder of I-80 westbound at mile marker 54 was struck by a passing vehicle that happened Sunday afternoon. The man suffered minor injuries. Sunday evening, two females suffered possible unknown injuries during a rollover accident east of Elkhorn, and a crash occurred near Lorimore in Union County Sunday. At least two ambulances and an AirMed helicopter were called to the scene. Additional details are currently not available on any of those incidents. And Cass County Sheriff's deputies responded to a report Sunday evening of a man being bitten by a dog in Griswold. Dispatch reports that the man had lost a great deal of blood. The dog was chained up, but it's not clear if that was the case before or after the incident took place. Shelby County Emergency Management officials on Sunday had said distribution of water to residents in the area, including Corley, will begin at 11 a.m. today and continue in other communities. Officials had said Saturday that Regional Water was continuing to pump water into the water towers. All customers with accounts beginning with A, C, C, O, W, T, K, or P are affected. Water Conservation Authority said it's imperative for all of the people in the affected area. Also, a boil order remains in effect until further notice. A water outage currently affects all customers west of Highway 59. That includes the towns of Erling, Westphalia, Panama, Portsmouth, Tennant, and parts of Kirkman in Shelby County. Shelby County is also under a burn ban until further notice for all open burning. The only exclusions to that were fireworks and any fires at campsites that are monitored, and those must be put out before going to sleep at the end of the night. And fire departments handed water out throughout the day on Saturday and Sunday to communities affected by the situation, which had been created when the Rural Water Association had a fire pumping station near Avoca catch fire Friday morning. The fire impacted their ability to serve some of their customers. If anyone in the area affected by that water outage still needs to have bottled water, you can contact your local fire department. The Cass County Democrats are hosting an ice cream social and special guests to honor years of service that Sherry Telly gave to the Cass County Democrats. That event will take place in the downtown Atlantic City Park beginning at 7 p.m. on July the 12th. You can call 712-249-2992 or email CassCountyIADEMS@gmail.com to reserve your place. In an update to our earlier reports, officials with Adventureland Park in Altoona have confirmed one of the four people injured Saturday during an accident on the Raging River Ride has died. A total of four people were injured when a boat with six people on board flipped over at around 7:35 p.m. Saturday. In their initial press release, park officials said four guests were critically injured, but another person suffered minor injuries. The ride remains closed while investigation is being conducted. The names of the victims have not yet been released. Adventureland officials said Saturday the ride has been inspected on July 2nd and was found to be in solid working order. The ride is located at a remote distance from the park entrances, which fire officials said made getting to the incident difficult. The Raging River had just reopened for the first time this season. The ride had been closed, of course, during the pandemic last year. It first opened in 1983. And Iowans may cringe at their state being called flyover land, but a quarter of residents or more of them, are thinking of flying away from the Hawkeye State themselves, according to the latest Des Moines Register MediaCom Iowa poll.
13% of Iowans have seriously considered moving out of the state within the next few years. That's relatively unchanged from the 12% result the last time the Iowa poll asked the question in January of 2009. But the new poll found an additional 14% of respondents have at least thought about leaving the state, and that's a 5 percentage point increase from the 2009 results. The new poll finds that most people, 72%, have no plans to leave the Hawkeye State in the next few years. In 2009, 76% said they had not considered moving. The poll conducted by Seltzer & Company surveyed 807 Iowans 18 or older from June 13th through the 16th as a margin of error plus or minus 3.5 percentage points. Younger Iowans, the poll determined, were more likely to consider leaving the state, with 34% of Iowans younger than 45 having either seriously considered or at least thought about moving, versus 21% of Iowans who are 45 and older. Democrats are also more likely to have thought about moving than Republicans. The partisan breakdown is 36% of Democrats have considered moving out of Iowa. Among Republicans, 12% have considered it. Just under a third of Iowans unaffiliated with major parties, or 31%, have given thought to moving. That is a check of our news on this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.
KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building.